Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's April 26th regular city council meeting. Would you all please rise? For a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom for our city council as we make our decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1D on our agenda is the roll call, and we have all council members present. So we'll move to item 1E, which is citizen input. Is there any citizen present tonight who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand. I'll recognize you, and you can come to the microphone and address the council for up to 5 minutes. Is there anyone here who would like to address city council? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of tonight's agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving our agenda tonight, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to the consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business. And the first order of our current business, item A, is a proclamation about the National Day of Prayer. I'm going to read this proclamation. Whereas on April 17th, 1952, the Congress of the United States approved the joint resolution to provide for setting aside an appropriate day as a National Day of Prayer. And whereas the National Day of Prayer has great significance for all of us as a nation, and whereas at this important time in our history, we also pray for the brave members of our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and other first responders who put themselves in harm's way to protect their fellow Americans. Now, therefore, I, Sean Logan, Mayor of Othello, do hereby proclaim Thursday, May 6, 2021, as the National Day of Prayer in Othello. And I encourage all citizens of our community to join together in giving thanks for our many freedoms and blessings. Signed this 26th day of April, 2021. The next item on our agenda, 4B, is elections. This is basically informational and a clarification. Filing for candidates for office is May 17th through Friday, May 21st. And below is a list of the positions that are up for election during, these are city council positions that are up for election during this year's election cycle. The mayor position, council position 1, 2, and 3 are all up for election. For a clarification, the city council appointed Mayor Sean Logan to serve as the city administrator in 2019. And for clarification, that when the filing period is open on May 17th, whoever files for a position of mayor of the city of Othello will not be filing for the position of city administrator. The decision of who will serve as the city administrator still rests with the city council according to city ordinance. And in here, I've supplied the different ordinances or the different provisions of the ordinance. And I just wondered, is there any questions? Okay. The next item is 4C, and that is a proclamation, which I'll read. This proclamation is rescinding the declaration of civil emergency related to the novel coronavirus COVID-19, whereas the mayor proclaimed a civil emergency on March 17, 2020, in order to respond to the novel coronavirus COVID-19 detected in Washington State, and the Centers for Disease Control warnings regarding the impacts and severity of this event, Whereas COVID-19 is a respiratory disease that can result in serious illness or death and can easily be spread from person to person. And whereas on February 9th, the governor of the state of Washington proclaimed that a state of emergency exists in all counties in the state of Washington. And whereas on March 13th, 2020, the president of the United States issued a proclamation declaring a national emergency concerning the COVID-19 outbreak. Whereas COVID-19 events have occurred in surrounding counties and disruption of important services, damage to life, or damage to property can be expected from the above conditions. Whereas measures were taken to protect the public health, safety, and welfare within the city of Othello. Whereas it's now been more than a year since the mayor declared this civil emergency and was granted civil emergency powers by the city council. And whereas much more is known about the novel coronavirus, its detection, spread, and treatment. And whereas at least 20% of the state of Washington has now been vaccinated. And also, furthermore, 20% of the state of Washington is age 14 and under and not nearly at risk for the coronavirus. Whereas major efforts are underway to vaccinate the populace with mass vaccination site locations throughout the state of Washington. And whereas the vaccination locations are opening at retail pharmacies across the state of Washington, such as Walmart, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Safeway. And whereas Adams County has announced statewide opening of COVID-19 vaccination eligibility to age 16 and older. And whereas it's a logical conclusion that the civil emergency which created the need for this order has now passed. Whereas the restoration of civil order has progressed sufficiently that the mayor's exercise of emergency powers as to the March 17, 2020 civil emergency is no longer needed, nor did the mayor exercise any of these emergency powers in the last year. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by order of the mayor of the city of Othello, the Honorable Sean Logan, that pursuant to Othello Municipal Code 2.62, I hereby declare the civil emergency related to the novel coronavirus COVID-19 is no longer needed and is hereby rescinded, signed this 26th day of April, 2021. Is there any comment from the city council? Okay, thank you. Let's now move to 4D on our agenda, and that is a grant administrator update. And with us tonight, we have the city's grant writer and administrator, Thalia Lemus, and she has an update for the city council about her role and activities since she was hired with the city in January. Thalia?
Good evening. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. I wanted to spend a little bit of time with all of you to let you know where I'm at with all of our grants and the administration of them. So to begin, right now we have 11 grants that are being administered by me. And to break it down, I wanted to start with the water grants. We have two grants, one from the Department of Ecology and one from the Department of Commerce for the ASR pilot testing phase two. And we just recently began that project out on well number 8. We are still wrapping up the project on the reservoir, well number 10, and we have 3 grants in total and 1 loan that is currently being administered for that project. As you can see, there's still some grant monies remaining on the reservoir and the well number 10, and that's because the project still hasn't wrapped up. But once it is, any remaining invoices, I will be submitting them for reimbursement. For the ASR pilot testing, you see that the grant amount remaining is still the same as the grant total, and that's because the project just barely started, so we're waiting to get billed by our consultants and our contractors, and then we'll go ahead and get those reimbursements submitted. Next, we have 2 street grants. We have the ash bowl bouts that are currently underway on Ash Street, and we also have the Hawk system that is being placed on Main Street right now as we speak. And so those 2 are also some grants that have just barely started that still haven't been submitted for reimbursements, at least not in its entirety, but definitely will be in the coming weeks and months as we get billed for those. The other grants that we have the housing needs assessment, and in working with our community development planner, Ann Henning, it looks like that's going to be completed sometime early summer, and we will get that reimbursement submitted then. Our Food Makers Incubator Project, I will touch base a little bit more into the presentation tonight, but that is definitely, you know, moving along, getting some momentum. And then we have the COPS grant for the resource officer between the City of Othello and the school district. And then the Truman Property Soil and Groundwater Sampling, that is a fairly new grant of $35,000. What happened is the phase one of the Truman property, what we did, we checked it out to see if there was some contamination. It looks like there was some contamination. Now this this grant is going to help us figure out how much contamination is on that property. While I've been here, I've got hired January 20th, 2021, and I've been really busy these last 3 months, really familiarizing myself with all of these grants. And I was able to go ahead and close two of them. The ASR pilot testing phase one, I submitted the final report to the Department of Ecology, and we're just waiting for the reimbursement, the final reimbursement to come in. The stop sign installation evaluation, which was a Quadco grant, we got some really great news. They actually had an overage of dollars still left over, so they were able to fund us an additional $1,474, lowering the local match to only $526. So that was really great news for us. While I've been here, I've also submitted two grants. The first one was the integrated planning grant, and that is also going to be used on the Truman property. The amount is about $200,000. We are still waiting to hear back from the Department of Ecology on whether it got approved or not. We feel really good about this grant, especially since we have some momentum going with the Department of Ecology, especially with phase one and the phase two on the Truman property with two other grants that we already received, but we're looking forward to seeing if we got qualified for that grant and approved. The other one, the recent one that we submitted, was a Quadco grant for the connectivity trails at Lyons Park. That was one that we presented to you here on to the City Council recently, just letting you know that we were going to be submitting that grant, and it's in the amount of $300,000 so that we could add some connectivity trails throughout Lyons Park. And we think that this is going to be a really great project, connecting it with our basketball dream courts and our Pride Rock playground. Right now, we're working on a CDBG grant, and the CDBG grant is the deadline is June 2nd, and right now we are working as a team to see what project is going to qualify for the CDBG grant. We've been working together with the planning committee for the farmers market. We've also been looking at other street and water projects to see what is best going to fit for the CDBG grant. But what we really think that is very important for us to not miss out on this opportunity, because there is quite a bit of funds available, $900,000 for construction and $30,000 for planning. Some great news that we just recently received is that we qualify to apply for the CDBG grant, and we actually got that news today. We recently conducted an income survey to see if we meet the LMI standards for the CDBG grant. We have to be at a 51%, and today we got notified that we are at 51.18%. So we just got the cutoff. We met the cutoff, but we're really excited because that is quite a bit of funds available for lots of projects. I've also been working on some procurement rules and procedures that will just make it a lot easier for the team here at the city to be able to understand what we need to do when we are going out to bid for different projects, public works projects, and just kind of a reference and a sheet for everybody to just quickly browse at, instead of having to go and do lots of research. Something very convenient for the whole team. So that will be completed here soon. I'm almost finished with it, and we'll go ahead and show it to City Council once it's completed. The other thing that I've been working on as well is strengthening partnerships with many different, community members, also with lots of people at the state level, talking to people who can really help us with lots of funding here at the city. And this was one of the projects, one of the very first projects that I partnered with the Othello Beautification Committee to help them in presenting this to you and to help them acquire funding for their project. So that was a really exciting time for me to be able to get to know the Othello Beautification Committee, Lynette, her team, and once again, it's really important for us to strengthen partnerships, especially when we are trying to get buy-in for some of the grants that we will be applying for now and in the future. The other thing that I've been working on, I have quite a bit of experience in marketing, and I think it's really important, and the team at the city also agrees with me, that it's really important to let our community know what we're doing. There's lots of amazing, amazing projects happening here at the city. We have the Hawk system on Main Street, the baseball field that were recently completed, Pride Rock Playground is coming in, the basketball dream courts, connectivity trails, ASR water project, the reservoir, the Ash Street bulb outs, irrigation water utility, and then also the farmers market food incubator. So what we've recently started doing is marketing all of these really great grants and all the projects that we are currently underway here at the city. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen the recent video that we posted on Facebook, but this is one of the first that we created and we submitted, so that way everybody could kind of know what is really happening and what the city council has approved for us to do. So it's really exciting times. We just finished up another video today, and we hope to post this week so that way our community is well aware of what's going on. So that completes my presentation, but I just wanted to wrap it up by saying that these last 3 months I've really have focused on really familiarizing myself with every single grant. Learning about the scope of work. I've talked a lot with Sean O'Brien to really understand some of these projects, because while we have many, many grants, we also have lots of different funding agencies. And with that comes lots of different requirements, lots of reporting requirements for each different one. And so it's been quite the experience, but I'm really excited, and I'm really excited to be here and doing this for our community. So with that being said, I just wanted to ask one question to City Council and just see, is there any grants or anything that any of you would be interested for me to start looking into for the future?
Council? Have you touched base with your department heads to see what they're looking for? Some of the projects on their wish list?
Yes,
definitely. Those would be some good grants to look at, is fulfilling some of those red zone items or upcoming red zone items that they might foresee.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, definitely. We've been working as a team to come up with different projects. Like I mentioned with the CDBG grant, that's definitely a team effort. So definitely working with all of the department heads.
I know Mark would ask me here a while back, how about a fire truck?
Fire truck. I'll look into it.
Okay.
Didn't the federal government just pass a infrastructure bill?
Yes.
Is there any funds available through the state of Washington for infrastructure works and improvements?
What part of infrastructure? Because it's big now.
Streets. Getting some
sewer water
overlay done, you know, chip seal, you know, all the way down to grinding and paving. I mean, that was supposed to have just happened, right? It's a federal. There was a big argument over that.
Well, and we're making headway on our safety for our kids going to school with bulb outs and things like that. But it would be nice to, I know that in our existing neighborhoods, there's a need for sidewalks so that they're not walking in the middle of the street.
Perfect.
Yeah, maybe take our 40-some-foot streets and make them 36.
What are you chasing any TIB?
There's actually some funding coming up. We've been working closely with Anna from Varela. And we will be talking a little bit more about that, I think, at the next council meeting. But she is getting me up to speed on that at the moment, so that way I can know what I need to do for that funding cycle.
Oh, so you have them working on the TIB stuff?
Yes.
They have a good relationship with TIB.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm here if you guys ever need me or have any questions for me.
Thank you, Talia.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You could have played the bloopers that we've all got to watch on Facebook. That would have. All right. It would have just been fine with me.
You gotta let us know when you're doing that stuff so we can get some water balloons ready.
A drive-by.
I know. Mayor, you're doing water projects. We got one for you. Let's move to item 4E, which is material testing services amendment with Geoprofessional Innovation Corp. And tonight we have our city engineer, Sean O'Brien.
Council, Mayor, what you have before you is an agenda item where we have selected Geoprofessional Innovation to do sampling, material sampling and testing that comes up with various projects through the year, especially with Main Street, with that being a federal project going through the DOT, we're required to do some compaction tests, material sampling, and concrete cylinders and whatnot. So this is just an amendment to that contract to include work specifically for this project, and I can answer any questions.
Council? All right, I entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to
approve. Second.
For the contract, thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Our next item is approval of fireworks display agreement with Western Display Fireworks. We have contracted with Western Display Fireworks for the past number of years, and last year Western Display went above and beyond by accommodating the city when the 4th of July fireworks display was postponed. Western Display presented us another proposal for this year's display, and their initial contract wanted us to commit to having the display within 90 days of the 4th if we postponed it again on the 4th. But we were able to negotiate that provision in the contract out, and they were very appreciative of the city of Othello following through and continuing and having the fireworks display in December. And so they were able to remove that provision. And so the only thing remaining here, the $13,000 is what was budgeted, and the $13,000 is what this contract is for. But the city council needs to decide, because 4th of July falls on a Sunday. I think I got my dates here wrong.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, 4th of July falls on a Sunday, so ignore what I put on the agenda memo, but Friday, that would be Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd, Sunday the 4th, or Monday the 5th. The 5th is the day on the red letter day on the calendar, which is the holiday, but I've talked to the Chamber of Commerce, and they've talked to the Rotary, and it appears that they would prefer to host the event on Saturday, both the parade and the festivities for the 4th of July in the park. So what would City Council like to do with regard to choosing a date for the fireworks? Do you want to line that with what the Chamber of Commerce has proposed, or are you looking to do it on the evening of the 4th?
I'd like to see it on the 4th, the 4th be celebrated on the 4th.
I'm not a big fan of moving holidays, so I prefer the 4th too.
I prefer the 4th.
Yeah, 4th.
I would prefer to see the festivities and everything on the 4th also, because most people do have the next day off.
Yeah, my decision was for the 4th for everything, parades and everything.
I don't think we get to change the chamber.
Chamber is the one that decides that, and they...
The chamber does decide it, but we can make, you know...
We've had discussions about it in this last meeting we had last month, so...
They're going to meet again, but they've already met with the Rotary. I talked to Dina this afternoon. They've already met with the Rotary. The Rotary prefers to have it on Saturday, and they're looking to have it on Saturday. That's just what they communicated to me. So still, the city council decides about the fireworks because we pay for them. So the parade will be on Saturday as well. So what they...
Is that a chamber-sponsored event?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I would have no problem with them being on the 3rd, on Saturday or the 4th, whatever. It'd be nice to have them on the same day. And I can understand the Saturday when you're trying to get people into town.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I've been the Chamber of Commerce president a number of times, and I've also chaired that event. And every year that the event fell on the 4th of July fell on Sunday, we either had the event on Monday or we had the event on Saturday.
Yeah.
Is the chamber pretty much set what they're going to do? Even if we say the Sunday the 4th for the fireworks, are they still going to stick with Saturday, do you think?
We as a board haven't taken a vote on it. We've discussed it. But there hasn't been a vote taken on it, and I have to look at my calendar. I think we have
a meeting Friday.
A meeting Friday, okay, to discuss that. So, I mean, this is there a pressing, could we approve the mayor to move forward with the contract and set the dates when the chamber is able to get?
Yeah, I mean, we want to cooperate with the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. So there's no pressing issue, like you said, Councilman, that we had to make our mind up tonight. It's just that I think you're right. I think we need to approve the contract, and then we'll set the date either on, well, next Monday, the Monday meeting, or no later than the 10th.
As long as they don't come back, because there was some talk about them wanting to do it on Monday.
Yeah, that kind of got shot down. That's yeah. If we had fireworks on Monday, you're going to have a lot of sick days on Tuesday. So, our sick hours used. So that kind of got shut down. It was more of a Saturday or Sunday deal. And, like I said, we have the meeting to discuss it. But sounds like at our meeting, they hadn't talked with the Rotary yet. So it sounds like the mayor has a little bit more up-to-date information.
Motion?
I'll move to approve the contract with Western Fire Display for 2021 in the amount of $13,000 on a date to be set at the next or...
Within the next two council meetings. Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I have a special guest here tonight who I'd like to call... forward to the microphone. Amanda Moore is here with us. Amanda Moore is the pyrotechnician for this year's 4th of July display, and Amanda is going to tell us a little bit about herself, her interest in fireworks, and what she's got planned.
Okay. Like Sean said, I go by Mandy, so you can call me either. A little bit about myself. I am a kindergarten teacher at Wahidas. I was born and raised in Othello, so one of my favorite things to do growing up was sitting on the corner. Our house was on 11th of March, sit in the driveway, watch fireworks. So I've always loved them, and my birthday's in July, so that's just a bonus. I was never really interested in fireworks until one of the lead pyrotechnicians that had the show before talked my husband into helping, and it kind of snowballed from there. he became licensed several years ago, and during the shutdown I just kind of decided I've been helping him and doing various different things, so I just decided to go take my test and get licensed myself. So I've done several different shows. the last 4th of July show we had in 2019, I was on that crew, so I was able to help set up, and it was a hand-lit show, so it was very loud. This year, hopefully, the plan is to have electronic fired with possibly some hand lighting, because that's just fun. I've done a couple of sporting events, the Tacoma Rainiers. I've helped with that. I've helped with the Seawolves, the rugby team over in Seattle, Tacoma. Just done a couple of different little fireworks things. The community show we had last year that was put on up north of town, we did that. That was great fun. There was no rhyme or reason to that one. It was just run around and light things off. So those are the best ones. I've done the Moses Lake fireworks show. I've helped with that. I've helped my husband on several occasions. I will use the word barge very loosely, but we did that out in the middle of the water. So, and we've done everything from hand lighting to a pin board to an electronic board to a firing system. So I've done a little bit of everything and not a lot of one thing. So, and I'm excited to do this. It's a little nerve-wracking doing it for your hometown, but that's okay.
Well, we're so happy to have you participating this year and being the pyro for the show. And I know Heather at Western Displays is more than pleased to have you do it for us. So it's nice to get to meet you, and we look forward to working with you, Manny.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as we move along here in our current business, we're now to item 4G, school district portables request to build on unplatted property. And to lead us in that agenda item, we have our Community Development Director, Ann Henning. Ann?
Thank you. So the municipal code requires for building permits that they only be issued on platted property unless the city council grants permission. And so the school district is proposing a couple more portables, which is pretty minor in the scope of their whole site. The things that the council needs to look at in deciding whether to grant approval to build an unplatted property is adequate sewer and water, lot size, and street improvements, street sidewalk curb improvements. So this site is fully developed. All the area around it is served with sewer and water, sidewalks all the way around. So there's nothing really to be gained by platting the property. And therefore, the request is made to get council approval to issue the permits for the portables on platted property.
So, Kelly, do you have any comment?
Well, I do. I mean, it's as Ms. Henning said. You know, the council. It is up to the council. Council has the authority to allow this, and this. As I understand it, it's been a long time since we talked about it, but the Othello High School plat is pretty unique, as I understand it, in City of Othello, because it got developed without having a final plat ever being approved. And I can't remember all the details of the history right now, but I know this is an exception to the city. So, you know, usually on something like this, you're kind of worried about setting a precedent for approving a structure on unplatted property. But as I understand it, and Ms. Henning can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's much of a danger of this recurring and being a common request that you're going to see throughout property owners within the city limits. Is that accurate?
So most of the city is platted except for the school sites for whatever reason.
Yeah. I don't think either one of us were around during those times, so we don't know the details. Like I said, I don't see it being an issue to approve that.
Okay, thank you. So, I mean, this is something that the existing school district inherited, just like the city has inherited, but this is the remedy that's been recommended. Council, do you have any questions about this? Is it a resolution?
Resolution.
Yeah.
Where's it going? So it would be next to the other two
in the middle
that were So right on that little island within the parking lot, there's two existing, and then they'd be placing two more there.
Okay. Any further questions? All right. With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution to authorize the school district to build on this particular property.
Make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4H is a public hearing on the Hemlock rezone. Ann earlier had briefed the council. It was an oversight. So with that, I'd like to open this public hearing at 7:06 p.m. and have Ann brief the council again on this particular rezone.
So when we did the major rezoning last year, this was a site that was just changed in error. It had been, so the south half of that block had been all commercial. We changed it all to residential, even though it's the port building and the Hemlock Plaza building. That was just a mistake in the big scale of what we were doing. So this just brings the area into conformance with the uses that are there. So, a pretty minor action, although we are going through the full process with the public hearings. Planning Commission's reviewed it, recommends approval. One thing I'd like you to think about when you're, if you're approving the ordinance as it's was attached, there are some exhibits there that were left over from our previous, the previous one. I missed it, Kelly missed it. If you could just exclude the exhibits. We didn't do exhibits just because it was so simple. It was just those four lots.
The blank ones in the bottom?
I'm sorry?
The blank ones? Is that
what you're saying? There's exhibit A and exhibit B that were blank, just to delete those from the ordinance. There's a legal description already in the ordinance of lots 9 through 12 of block 160. Just sufficient. You do need to hold a public hearing. So if there are any questions.
Okay, City Council. Okay. Before I move to the public testimony, Kelly, do you have any comment?
No, I don't have a comment. Well, I guess I do since I'm talking. But I say in the if the council is inclined, as Ms. Henning said, to approve this amendment, because we didn't see that there was blank exhibits or placeholders for blank exhibits. Whoever brings the motion just cast it as, you know, move to approve the amendment with removal of, you know, the two exhibit pages at the end of the ordinance. And we have that in the motion, and then it'll be easy to approve. We'll not have to resubmit before council.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to open public testimony with regard to this rezone ordinance. Is there anyone from the public who has any comment? Okay, hearing none. I'll close the public testimony. Council, do you have any additional clarification that you need? Then with that, okay, can I get a clarification from you? You know, a lot of this public hearing script, Kelly, it says that we do these motions and we approve this. Do we do that within the public hearing, or is it better to close the public hearing and then have the council take its action?
Well, usually what you do is you close the hearing before you take the vote, because the hearing is the record of the information being considered on the vote, and the vote is the legislative action. So that I think you're fine either way, but I would close the hearing before you take a vote.
Okay. Any further comments? That'll close the public hearing at 7:10 p.m. and seek the motion that Kelly had brought forward for the council.
I'll make the motion to approve the ordinance with the removal of the blank exhibits.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the ordinance and the rezone signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Shall we now move to item 5, which is our unfinished business? Council, do you have any unfinished business you'd like to discuss tonight?
When are they starting the sewer lane project?
Sean, do you know?
I just got an email from them today. They are looking, they have a couple other projects that are going to bump in front of us, so it'll probably be more like an October start. So in the contract, we allowed them, they have to have it finished by the end of the year, which got us better prices, giving them some flexibility. And this is, I guess, one of the first times it's been pushed back to the, so they'll be going October, November, December, probably to finish it up.
How's well number 10 working out?
We met on site last week and did a startup. They found out that there's one timer that was not included in the plans. It's something that's been in previous sets of plans, but for some reason wasn't included. So working on that, that starts the, gives them a little bit of time to flush the system before the valve starts closing and put it in the system. And that's probably the one major item. They have to do a little copper line. I would guess potentially this week they'll have it. They did take a water sample. We are capable of running this, running the well. So they took a back T sample last week on Tuesday. I did not hear what the results came back on that. But if that passed, they do have the potential to run it in the system. The Public Works is working on the chlorine tank is in, but getting the chlorine delivered so that they can disinfect the water as it goes into the system.
How have our reservoirs been? Are they operating at 90% and above? Is there any issues with the reservoirs that we have?
I have not heard any issues with the reservoirs. I mean, they just basically tell the pumps when to kick on and when to kick off. I don't think we've had any out of the normal water demand. So the wells are, I'm sure, are keeping up.
Well, as we grow, you know, I just would be concerned about the levels and maintaining them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Have not heard of any issues, problems with any of the well sites or meeting water demand.
Further unfinished business? Let's move to item 6, which is our new business. Any new business, council, you want to discuss?
Mayor, I'd like to give thanks, if that would be appropriate.
Absolutely.
To the mayor and the Public Works and Parks and Rec. The soccer season's underway, and it is such a refreshing experience to hear the kids screaming, the parents screaming, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches flying, and the happy smiles. I know you guys here at the city and Parks and Rec didn't have a whole lot of time to put it together because of the phase transitioning when we were able to do it, but it's wonderful. And I'm giving thanks as an enjoyer of the youth athletics with my children. So I took this year off. I wanted to be able to just yell my daughter's name. And it's tough to do when you're a coach, the other parents, but so I took this year off. But thank you guys, great work, and great work to Public Works and Nina as the acting. Have we appointed a new Public Works director? Oh, we have, or a Parks and Rec?
Madison Martinez is the new Parks and Rec.
Thanks to that department.
It didn't get out very, very well.
What's that?
It didn't get out
very
well. That's something you need to do.
We'll feature it.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you guys. It's awesome to see Othello in the springtime again. So,
great. It is good to see the kids out. Any other new business, council? Okay. There's no department head reports. This meeting. So having no further business to conduct, I'll conclude tonight's meeting at 7:15 p.m.